Mesechus Baba Kama, Daf Yud Tes, 16 lines on the bottom of Daf Yud Chesem and Beis, and the Gemara will begin and ask a question in B'negei Yetzirus, and let's remind ourselves that we had a machlekes B'negei Yetzirus between Tana Kama and Simchus, and in a case where an animal is walking and it's B'derech Hiluchai, and it kicks a rock, and the rock hits a kli and damages it, so the shor never came into contact with the kli, and it was only based on its koyach that he damaged this kli, and all agree that koyachai is kegufai, and therefore really you should be chayiv because you're mazik someone with regel and you chayiv nazik shalim. However, the Rabbanan hold there was halacha l'mishum Sinai that taught us that although this is a told of regel, but you'll only be chayiv chatzi nazik. And Sumchus doesn't hold of this halacha l'mishum Sinai, and he holds that even in the case of tzarius, you pay nazik shalim. And we previously saw on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that Rav had a shayla of chatzi nazik tzarius is migufa mishalim. Do we say that since you pay chatzi nazik, therefore it has a din just like b'negei karen that you pay chatzi nazik and you only pay migufai? Or do you say me'aliyah mishalim because l'maisa chatzi nazik tzarius is still a toldot regel, and therefore you'd pay min aliyah, even though the halacha l'mishum Sinai taught us that you only pay chetzi nezek. In the course of discussing this shaila of Rava, the Gemara brought another shaila of Rava that Rava asked, yesh hadol tzarius or in hadol tzarius. This shaila of Rava is very similar to the shaila of Rava that he asked b'negeya migufa mishalim min aliyah mishalim, and our Gemara will now continue and discuss the shaila in detail. And the Gemara begins, gufa, we mentioned before that by Rava had a shaila of yesh hadol tzarius or in hadol tzarius, if there's a concept of warning the owner b'negei tzarius, and then you'll be chayiv nezek shalim, or you'll always be chayiv chatzin nezek by tzarius. And even if you warn the owner three times, and the fourth time when the animal goes and causes tzarius to damage something, you'll still only be chayiv chatzin nezek. And the Gemara explains, do we say that we compare case of tzarius where you pay chatzin nezek to the din of karen, and since b'negei karen you only pay chatzin nezek until you warn the owner three times, and afterwards you pay nezek shalim, and therefore the same din would apply to the case of tzarius, and you'll only be chayiv chatzin nezek the first three times, and after you warn the owner three times, you'd be chayiv nezek shalim. And the second sad of Rav is Oydilma Talda de Regalu. Or do we say that certainly tzarius is a Talda of Regal? Therefore, really, there is no difference between the first time that an animal is mazik by tzarius and the fourth time that it causes a hezek through tzarius, as in all cases, it was normal for it to be walking and cause this hezek. And the only reason why the din was that you pay chatzin nezek is only based on halacha l'mishum Sinai, and therefore, there's no reason that there should be a difference between the first time there's mazik through tzarius or the fourth time. And keep in mind that this shaila Rava is certainly only l'fida chacham hold that b'negei tzarius you pay chatzin nezek. However, according to Sumchus, that even the first time that there's an animal that damaged through tzarius, he still pays nezek shalim. So of course there's no difference between the first and fourth time, as of course it's a standard case of regel. And l'fida Sumchus, there is no difference between an animal that damages through tzarius or an animal damages with its guf, as he holds that koyecha gufai and there is no lahalach l'mishum Sinai. And also keep in mind that the way we explain our Gemara and the Shaila of Rava is based on Taisus on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph and the first Pshat Rashi on our Amid. And the Shaila is, in a regular case of tzarius, where an animal was walking and b'derech hilucha, he kicks a stone or a pebble and he damages a kli, and that case, even though it's a standard case of Tal Regel, and even so, there could be a tzad that maybe you'd be chayiv nezek sholim after the third time, as it's compared to Karen. Or do we say that's mamish a Tal Regel, and therefore you're always going to be chayiv chatzin nezek by tzarius? However, Rashi brings a second tzad, and Rashi likes this pshat better, and he says that Shaila of Rava is in a case where there's an animal that does something which is a mishunah dika thing, and instead of causing a hezek through its guf, it causes a hezek through tzarius, and that case where it's mishunah, and therefore maybe we would say that once you warn the owner three times, then there would be a din that you pay nezek shalim. The second tzad is that l'maisa b'negei tzarius, there's halacha l'mishum Sinai that says that you pay chatzin nezek, and it doesn't make a difference as to how many times the animal does damage through tzarius, you're always going to pay chatzin nezek. And keep in mind that according to this pshat of Rashi, then it would come out if you have a standard case where an animal is walking derech iluchai and he kicks a stone and that causes damages, then it wouldn't make a difference how many times you warn the owner, and the same thing would apply as at the beginning it was always a teldo of Karen, and therefore there's no difference between the first and fourth time, and in all cases you'd be chayiv chatzin nezek and would never go up and become a chiyuv of nezek shalim. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a raya from a brisa that we mentioned already twice beforehand. He does in a mood of Yesh Aim Harezim Wood. If there's a chicken that's jumping around and damages a kli, then there's a machlikis if it's considered a mood and you pay Nezek Shalim, or if it's not a mood and you pay Chatzin Nezek. And the Gemara points out, he does Akadaitach, that certainly we can't be talking about a regular case where a chicken is dancing or skipping around, as that is normal, and therefore certainly all would agree that's a mood, and certainly you'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. And therefore the Gemara explains that when the Brises spoke about a case of Hidus and there's a machlikis, El Hidus Vahitis Trarius, it must be talking about a case where the chicken was being miraculous and it causes pebbles to fly out, and therefore it damages a kli based on tzurius and my lav. And lechir the machlekas between the tanakam and the ishim is kagoyim da'ovet lasazimni, where the chicken did this three times and the owner was warned already three times over hakamivli. And the machlekas between the tanakam and the ishim is as follows: masav yeshadah, that the ishim holds that even b'digi tzurius, once you warn the owner three times, then at that point you're going to pay nezik shalim, and that's why he says at this point it's considered a mu'ud, and therefore you're going to be chayiv nezik shalim. However, the Tanakam holds that since we're talking about a case of tzurius, so even if you warn the owner multiple times, it's still a tolda regel, and there's no chiluk between one and four times, and you're always going to be chayiv chatzi nezik by tzurius. And the Gemara responds, lo, you can't bring meraya from this brisa, as b'chad zimna, the brisa is talking about a case where it is the first time that the chicken was jumping and caused the pebble to fly out and damage a kli. And if it's a case of tzurius, then certainly you should only be chayiv chatzi nezik. However, plukta the sumchus rabban come the kli, the machlik is between the Tanakama and the Yishayimim, is a machlik is based on Simchas Rabbanon, as the Tanakhama holds Hidus in Mu'ud, meaning that B'negei Hidus you pay Chetz Nezek, as he holds as Alocha Meshub Sinai, that B'negei Tzurius you pay Chetz Nezek, and the Yeshem that says Harezu Mu'ud holds that B'negei Tzurius you always pay Nezek Sholim, and that's why you can pay Nezek Sholim. And the Gemara continues, Tashmal, bring your raya from the following braisa, Behemish Etil Glom Isa. If there's an animal that goes to the bathroom on top of a dough and causes damage to the dough, Rabbi Yehuda im Mishalim Nezek Sholim, Rabbi Yehuda says that although it's Tzurius you pay Nezek Sholim, Rabbi Leza im Rabbi Leza states Chetz Nezek, you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek. And Ayin Rashi, who brings a Gersa that's not Rebbe Elazar, but it's Rebbe Elazar, and this is not a Machlekes between Tanoim, and it's not a Braisa, but it's Machlekes Amroim. And the Gemara continues and wants to say that this Machlekes between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Elazar is Gufa Machlekes as to the Shaila of Rava. And certainly we talk about a case of Tzurius, and therefore you should be Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. And why would Rebbe Yehuda say you pay Nezek Shalim? And my lab could go into Ovid Tlasa Zimni. So it must be that this Behema Shatil Glalon Isa must have done this multiple times, and the owner was already warned multiple times, and therefore the Hakamithli Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar as follows: Masav Yeshadar, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you pay Nezek Shalim because you already warned the owner multiple times, and therefore although generally you pay Chetzi Nezek for Tzurius, but once you warn the owner multiple times, then it becomes a Mu'ud for Tzurius, and therefore you'll pay Nezek Shalim. Masav Einadar, and Rabbi Elazar holds you still pay Chetzi Nezek, and since Tzurius is the Tal Regel, therefore it doesn't make a difference how many times you warn the owner, and in all cases he still be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek. And once again, the Gemara answers, Loi Bechadzimna, there's not Raya to the Shaila Rava, as we're talking about a case of Tzurius and it was only the first time. And if so, what is Pshat that you would pay Nezek Shalim according to Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer is, it would pluk to Simchas Rabbanan Kamathli. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Simchas, and he holds that even B'negei Tzurius, and even the first time, you always pay Nezek Shalim, as he doesn't hold Halacha Mishum Sinai. And Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbanan that you pay Chetzi Nezek, as he holds by Tzurius, there's Halacha Mishum Sinai that you pay Chetzi Nezek. And the Gemara continues and asks that if it's the first time, but Mishunu, and as Rashi says, the Indakal Hatal Glalom Isa, that's not normal for an animal to relieve itself on top of a dough, the tolda of kareni, and therefore it is a tolda of karen. And certainly even Simchas would agree that yichayev chetzi nezek. And the Gemara answers the dakhlei amro, that we're talking about a scenario where the animal was stuck in a certain position, and this way it was orche for him to relieve itself right at that point, and it was on top of a dough, and this was a tolda of regal, and it was a case of tzurius. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like Simchas that you pay nezek shalim, as even by tzurius you pay nezek shalim. And Rabbi Elazar holds like Tanakama that by tzurius you pay chetzi nezek, and that's why we pay chetzi nezek. The Gemara now is v'leim Rabbi Yehuda halacha Simchas, v'leim Rabbi Elazar halacha Rabbanan. That l'chayr, since we know as Rashi stated that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are Amroyim and not Tanayim, so l'chayr, why are they being chaylik in this scenario if all they should have stated is Rabbi Yehuda holds like Simchas and Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbanan? And the Gemara responds glolim itzchalei, that there was a chiddush b'negei glolim, as sakad etchamina, one may have thought hail basa gufe garina kagufe dami, that maybe this is not a case of tzurius, and all will agree that yichayim nezek shalim, as l'maisa glolim come out of the body of the animal, and therefore it would be considered mamish to goof the animal that damaged, and you'd be chayiv nezek shalom divrei hakol. And kamashmon, that's why Rabbi Elazar says that this case is also considered a case of tzurius, and since I hold like Rabbanan b'negei tzurius, therefore you're only going to be chayiv chetzi nezek. And Rashi at the bottom of the Amud says ubasa gufa gurinim de begufa tonalu kegufa damyan, and since it's carried by its body, so maybe it's considered like the goof of the animal and not tzurius. Kamashmon, that the glolim of an animal has a din of tzurius. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings from the Taisa Shans that why the Gemara is that lema Rabbi Yehuda halacha kesimchas v'lema Rabbi Elazar halacha rabbanon. If lemaisa the shita of simchas is not brought in actual mishnah and it's only brought in a brisa, and there were many amrayim that did not hear all the brises, as he states v'habi brises yei she'inim yidul amrayim. And in addition v'habi pamim amrayim cholkim v'ima le'a talmud tani kavasi de pleni v'shem yishleim in tana rabbanon yidul lechol kamei mishnah. Then when the Gemara brings a brisa in the lashon tana rabbanon, that was known just like the mishnayis v'zayis a brisa, and the brisa that brought the machlekes between simchas and tana kama is shnuy lemaila b'tana rabbanon. Rabbanon. And before we continue, let's point out that we learned beforehand that Rashi holds that the only time that we have a concept of tzuris is only by a toldo regal, but not by a toldo shein. And therefore, Rashi in Dibur Maskel, the Dochuk Amor, points out, we're talking about an animal that relieved itself in a way that there was no anah, the lanosa told the shein, as if it would be lanosa, then that would be a toldo shein, and there would not be a din of tzuris, and it would be chayim nezik sholom with libra kol. Then Rashi says, that in all cases of glolim, that's considered hanor for the behemah, and even so, this is not considered a toldo shein, the shen hazeka de gufehu, vahani tzuris, and by all cases of tzuris, that would not be considered a toldo shein, and therefore you'd be chayim chatzin nezik, and it would be considered a toldo regal. As another element, in order to be considered a toldo shein, is that the animal itself ate from peiros and ate something, and therefore there was direct contact between the animal and the peiros. And since when the glolim damaged the dough, and there was no contact between the animal and the dough, therefore this could not be considered a toldo shein, and it's a toldo regal. And since it's peiros, therefore the chacham hold the chayiv chatzi nezek. The gemara continues tashma. Let's bring another raya to the shaila of Rava. The Tani Rami Bar Cheskel, as Rami Bar Cheskel brought a brayso. Tanagol shoyish reisha la'avik kli chazukuchais. If there's a chicken that places its head into the airspace of a glass kli, and the chicken made a lot of noise and it broke the kli, mishalom nezek sholim, that you pay nezek sholim. And even though in this case it's serious because it's only the koyach of the chicken that broke the kli and it wasn't the actual body of the tanagol, you still pay nezek sholim. For Amr Yosef, Amr Bei Rav, and Rabbi Yosef said that they said in Yeshiva Rav, Sustra son of the Chamoshania, Vishiva Sakilim, mishalom chatzin nezek, that if a horse neighs and a donkey brays and it breaks a kli, then you could pay chatzin nezek. And once again, this is a case of serious because it's the koyach of the animal and it's the sound of his voice and not the animal itself. And we see a machlikas between the brayser that Rami Yecheskel brought that says you'd pay nezek sholim and the case of Beisa brought from Amri Bei Rav from the yeshiva of Rav. And as Tezer points out, that if they said in the yeshiva of Rav, they must have said it over in the name of Rav and Rav Tanu Upolig, and therefore Rav could argue on the brayser of Rami Yecheskel. And Lemaisa, we see the machlikas between them as one says you pay nezek sholim and one says you pay chatzin nezek. And my lav could go into Ovid Tlosses in me. And in order to explain the machlikas between the brayser of Rami Yecheskel and the Amri Bei Rav must be where the animal did this three times and the owner was warned three times. Now that this animal goes and damages in this manner the fourth time, and we continue on the Daf Testament Aleph, and the machlekes between the Braisa and the Amri Bei Rav is as follows. The Braisa the Rami Bei Yecheskel brought holds that once you actually warn the owner, then you'd be chayiv nezek sholim even by tzuris as long as it's the fourth time. And remember that Rabbi Yisrael brought from the Amri Bei Rav, they hold that b'negi tzuris, even if you warn the owner multiple times, you're still always going to be chayiv chatzin nezek, as Lamaisa was always a toldo regal and was always orchei. And the Gemara responds, Loi, that's not necessarily a raya to the Shaila Rava, as Bechad Zimna, we're talking about a case where this animal only broke a kli one time through the use of its voice, or the plukta, the Simchas Rabbanakam of kli, and the machlikas between the Brice that we brought and the Amri Bei Rav is the same machlikas of Simchas Rabbanon. The Brice that was brought from Rabbi Cheskel holds like Simchas, and therefore they hold, even though it's serious, you still pay Nezek Shalim. However, the Amri Bei Rav hold that since it's serious, therefore you only pay Chatzin Nezek. And the Gemara continues and asks that Lachari, in the case of the chicken that places its head into a glass jar, for Mishunahu Lachari, that's a case where it's Mishunah, it's not normal for a tanagol to place its head into a glass jar, and therefore if it's the first time that this occurred, Lachari, this should be a told of Karen, and how could it be that the Braisa would state that Yechayim Nezek Shalim if Lachari should be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek? And the Gemara answers the Isbe Bizyoni that we're talking about a case where in the jar there were seeds, and as Rashi says, she is Zoram Bakli, the Orchei Lahachlis Reisha B'teichiv L'Echol, and therefore it's normal for the chicken to place its head inside the glass kli in order to eat the seeds, the kivin to Orchei Lechol, and since it's normal for it to eat inside the kli, Orchei Nam Litzek, therefore it's normal for it to make sounds and to scream, and from the strong vibrations of its screaming, it actually caused the glass jar to break, and therefore it's a Toldo Regel, and the reason why the Braisa hold that it's still going to be Chayiv Nezek Sholim is because it's a case of Tzuris, and the Braisa that Rami Bar Cheskel brought holds like Simchas. And keep in mind that although in the previous Gemara, the Gemara is V'leim Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Simchas, V'leim Rabbi Elazar Halacha Rabbanon, and our Gemara, the Gemara does not state V'leim Rami Bar Yecheskel Halacha Simchas, V'leim Amri Bei Rav Halacha Rabbanon. And similarly, the Gemara did not ask the Shaila in the first Braisa that we brought about Hidus Einu Mu'ud V'yesh Eimim Harez Mu'ud. And this is actually one of Rashi's Rayas, then the second member that we brought, it's actually not a Braisa, and the Machlekes Amroyim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, and that's why specifically over there, the Gemara is V'leim Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Simchas, V'leim Rabbi Elazar Halacha Rabbanon. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi, how is the Shaila, Yesh Shino Litzurius Lirvi Nezek, or Yein Shino Litzurius Lirvi Nezek? Rav Ashi is pointing out that although the Gemara already mentioned multiple times that there is a concept of Shino, Ibn Gay Litzurius, however, when we mentioned the concept of Shino, we only want to say therefore it would be considered a Talmud of Karen, and therefore certainly once you warn the owner three times, then on the fourth time you'd be Chayiv Nezik Shalim. In addition, potentially you would only be Chayiv Migufay and not Minaliyah. However, Rashi is focused on a different point, and his question is, at the point that you have an animal that damages through Tzrayus, but actually did so through a Dava Mishunah, would we say that since Tzrayus of Regal is Chayiv Chetzi Nezik, therefore in a case we have Tzrayus and it's a Talmud of Karen because it's Mishunah, so you'd also go down 50% and you'd only have to pay a quarter of the Nezik and not 50% of the Nezik as his Tam generally does. And as Rashi states, Rabbanon de Pligi Asumchis for Amri Tzrayus Ki Urche is Chetzi Nezik, Hechad the Shidim Behen Kagoyin Ba'ata Baragla, if it kicks with its foot, Umach's Bia to tease the Tzrayus, and because it kicked, therefore a pebble jumped out, the Shavar Kalem and broke a Kli, Micha Shashino Behavi Ketam, Umishalam Revi Nezik, and now you'd pay 50% of Chetzi Nezik, and you'd only pay Revi Nezik, Dahad the Asam Chetzi Nezik, because in a case where it's normal and it's Tzrayus, you pay Chetzi Nezik, in a case where it's a Talda Regal, Hilkach Tamusan Revi Nezik, and therefore when you're a Tam and it's a Talda of Karen, then you should only pay Revi Nezik. And as Rashi continues, the other side is, Oye Ain Shino Lishalam Reviya, the Lo Ilum Chetzi Nezik, She Ain Tamas Vahadar Behem, because there's no concept of Tamas and Adar by Tzrayus, the Lo Eshkon Tam, the Mishalam, Batsim Ripalga, as even though surely it's a Talda of Karen, but we never find that there's a Chiv to pay less than Chetzi Nezik. And the Gemara continues, Tif Shalem Rava, why don't we bring a Raya from the Shaila of Rava, the Bay Rava, as since Rava is the Shaila of Yesha Dol Tzrayus, or Ain Adol Tzrayus, the Lafida Rabbanon, that by Tzrayus you pay Chetzi Nezik, do you say that once you warn the owner, then you pay Nezik Shalom, or do we say they always pay Chetzi Nezik? Michlal, the Ain Shinoi, it must be that we hold that when this Tzrayus, where it's Mishunah, then we still say that Tam pays Chetzi Nezik and doesn't pay Revia Nezik. And Rashi explains that the Raya is that the Iye Shino Levia, that if it would be true that you pay a quarter of the damage, have a Chetzi Nezik Ladasan, clear, once you warn the owner, you would pay Chetzi Nezik. And how could it be that Rav had a Shaila that you should pay Nezik Shalom? And therefore, must be that Rav understood that even if an item is damaged through Tzrayus, that is a Mishunah Dikat Tzrayus, that even as a Tam, you pay Chetzi Nezik, and therefore Rav had a Shaila. Then, in such a scenario, once you warn the owner three times, then you should be Chayef Nezik Shalom. Keep in mind that this explanation is according to Rashi Shita, that Rav's question was in a case where an animal damaged with Tzrayus and it was a Mishunah Dikat damage. However, according to Taisus and the first Pshat of Rashi, where Rav's Shaila was even in a case where it was a normal case of damage and it was a case of Tzrayus and it was a Talda of Regal, that Rav is still at a Shaila, that maybe after three times you'd pay Nezik Shalim. And Lefiz there, we would have to explain the Gemara's question in a different manner. But Lamaisa, the Gemara continues, Dilma Rav Intim Suleima Kama. Maybe when Rav had the Shaila, he was actually asking him based on Intim Suleima that first of all, have a Shaila if Yeh Shinui or if Ein Shinui, meaning if you have an animal that damages his true Tzrayus and it was done in Mishunah Dikat way, do we say that you pay Revia Nezik or do we pay Chetzi Nezik? And certainly on the side that you pay Revia Nezik, then there wouldn't be a difference between a case where you actually warned the owner or if you didn't warn the owner, maximum amount that you would pay is Chetzi Nezik. However, Imtim Salema Ein Shinui, if we're going to say that Benegea case where there was an animal that damaged the Tzrayus and it was Mishunah, that you're still going to pay Chetzi Nezik, so Yesh Adah, Ein Adah, would there be a din that once you actually warn the owner that you now pay Nezik Shalom, or we would say that since it's a case of Tzrayus, therefore you always pay Chetzi Nezik and you never will pay Nezik Shalom and the Gemara Doaf as a Teku. And the Gemara continues, Bayer Ravashi, Ravashi asked the following question, that certainly the Fira Rabbanon, that they hold is Alach Mesh Mesinai, that even though Kechitz Kegufai, but even so in a case of Tzrayus, you'd pay Chetzi Nezik, and there is no chilut between Kechai or Kechai, in all cases you'd pay Chetzi Nezik. However, Ravashi asked that according to Sumchas that holds that we do not hold Alach Mesh Mesinai, and even in a case of Tzrayus, since Kechai is Kegufai, so you pay Nezik Shalom, and you don't pay Chetzi Nezik. However, Kechai Lusumchas Kechai Dami Eloi, do we say that according to Sumchas, although he doesn't have the Alach Mesh Mesinai, but the Gea Kechai, and you pay Nezik Shalom, but maybe we would say in a case where an animal kicks a stone and that stone goes and breaks a kli and then that kli breaks and a piece of that kli goes and breaks another kli, maybe in that case Simchas would still say it's kekeichai dami and therefore you chayiv nezik shalim oiloi, or do we say that in that case he holds up the halacha mishmisinai and he holds that you'd pay chetzi nezik? And the Gemara continues that as we explained, mi gama halacha umukula bekeichai, does Simchas agree that there was halacha mishmisinai and he says that that halacha mishmisinai was only b'degeya kekeichai and only in case of kekeichai would you pay chetzi nezik? What do we say that Simchas did not hold the Lachlo Mishmisinai at all? And even in the case of Kaya Kaychai, you pay Nezek Shalim and not Chetzi Nezek. And the Gemara ends off as a Teku. And the Maratzchias is that Rambam states a klal that in every Halacha Mishmisinai there can't be a Machlekes, as everyone had the proper Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore how could it be that our Gemara, the Gemara states that Simchas may not hold the Lachlo Mishmisinai? And there are many Terutzim that are given to this question. The Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah Daf Yedzayim Aleph, which is speaking about the Toldei Achilles in the Av of Regal, and the Mishnah stated Hoisim Avetes, if the animal was kicking, or if it was walking Kedaka, and a pebble shot out from under its feet, and Vishavis Akalim, and it broke Kalim, Mishalim Chatzinezek, then you pay Chatzinezek. And the way we explain this when we learned the Mishnah is that the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim, and we're going like the Shita of the Chachamim, then the case where it was Mavetes, and therefore it was a told of Karen, you pay Chatzinezek, and it's a case of Tzurius, and it's a told of Regal, you'd also pay Chatzinezek. And the Mishnah is going like the Rabbanon, that hold that you pay Chatzinezek when there's a case of Tzurius. And the Gemara will now actually have a Shaila as to how to learn the Mishnah. Ibailu, we had the following Shaila. Hey, Chikama, what did the Mishnah mean to say? There was one case where the animal is walking and it kicks, and therefore it does something with Mishnah, and it was Kavanasik Lahazek, Vizika Bibiyuta, and because it kicks something, it actually damaged something, and although it used its feet, but Lemaisa it was Kavanasik Lahazek, and therefore it's a Toldah of Karen, and that's why Yechayu Chatzinezek. And then the Mishnah continues, or there was a case of Tzurius, and it was done in a normal manner, that the Shor was walking in a standard way, and a pebble flew out from under its feet, and it damaged, so that's a case of Tzurius, and you pay Chatzinezek. And of course, as we explained, this would be like the Shita Rabbanan, and not like Simchas, Oidilma, or do we say that the Mishnah could be going like Simchas, and the case is, Hoisma Vetes, if the animal was kicking, and it was Kavanas al Hazek, and Vizika Bibiyuta, and it damaged something while it's kicking, and it was done with its guf, Oitzurius Mach Bespiot, or it caused damage of Tzurius, and the animal intentionally kicked the rock, and that damaged something, and therefore it's a case of Tzurius, but it's a case of Tzurius that was Mishnah, Misham Chatzinezek. In both of these cases, Simchas agrees that you'd pay Chatzinezek. However, Haki Uche, if it would be done in a normal manner, and there was a stone that flew out from under its feet, and it damages the kli, so that would be a case of Tzurius, which is a Toldo Regal, and in that case, Mishalim Nezek Sholim, Umani Sumchasi, then Sumchas would state that you pay Nezek Sholim, because Sumchas doesn't hold the Halacha Mishnah Sinai by Tzurius, and Klechi is Mamish Kegufai, and there's no Halacha Mishnah Sinai that tells us that you pay Chatzin Nezek. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a Raya, Misefa, from the end of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah continues, Darsal Kli, Vishav Rasai, if an animal tramples on a Kli, and he breaks the Kli, Benafal Sheva Kli Acha, and then a broken shard of that Kli goes and damages another Kli, Vishavrai, and it breaks it. And the Mishnah teaches us, Al Rish Mishal Nezek Sholim, Vala Achron Chatzinezek. Now, on the first Kli, the owner will be Chayiv Nezek Sholim, and on the second Kli, he'll only be Chayiv Chatzinezek. And according to Rabbanon, since in the first case, the animal actually broke the Kli, and it was Begufai, therefore you're Chayiv Nezek Sholim. However, for the second Kli, since it was damaged from the shard of the original Kli, and not from the actual animal, and therefore with the Kleich of the animal, so this is a case of Tzurius, and that's why the owner of the animal will only be Chayiv Chatzinezek on the second Kli. However, the Gemara asks, Vi Sumchas, if you're telling me that our mission is going like Sumchas, Mi Isle Chatzinezek, then how could it be that we would say that Yechayiv Chatzinezek on the second Kli, as even if it's Tzurius, Sumchas hold that since it's done in normal fashion, therefore it's a Toldo Regal, and you're always going to be Chayiv Nezek Sholim, even by Tzurius. And the Gemara continues and states that maybe the Mishnah is going like Simchas, V'chitema Rishon Rishon Lataza, U'sheni Sheni Lataza, and maybe the way to explain the Sefer of the Mishnah by Darsal Kli V'Shavrasa V'Navla Sheval Kli Acha V'Shavrai, Dal Rishon Mishal Nezek Sholem V'Al Achron Chatzin Nezek, is as the Rabbeinu Chananel explains, V'chitema Hodetoni Darsal Lav Darsal Kli Mamish, it doesn't mean they trampled on the Kli itself, El Darsal Evan, they trampled on a stone, V'Holcho V'Navla Evan Mikaych Tri Sasai Al Kli, the animal actually only stepped on a stone, and the stone flew and it hit the Kli, and then a piece of the broken Kli went and damaged the second Kli, and therefore the first Kli was damaged through a regular case of Kaychai, and it's a regular case of Tzurius, and according to Sumchas, it will be Chayiv Nezek Sholim, and the second Kli was damaged from Kaychai. Maybe even Sumchas would agree by a case of Kaychai that you'd be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. And as the Gemara says, Vishani Leib Sumchas, and maybe Sumchas differentiates between Kaychai, between a case of Kaychai and a regular case of Tzurius, where you're still going to pay Nezek Sholim, the Kaychai, and Allah Mashimisinai tells us, that you only pay Chatzin Nezek. The Gemara states that we can't explain the Mishnah in this fashion, because Allah had to buy Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi asked the Shaila, if Kaychaych L'Sumchas, Kaychaych Dami, Alav Kaychaych Dami, Tifshit Leid, Alav Kaychaych Dami, if our Mishnah is going like Sumchas, then L'Chaych should be able to be Peshif on Mishnah, that not Kaychaychay, and therefore you pay Chatzin Nezek, and not Nezek Sholim, even according to Sumchas. And L'Chaych, by the fact that Rav Ashi did not bring this as a Raya, it must be that our Mishnah is going Daf Kalafid HaChamim, and not like Sumchas. And the Gemara responds that that is not necessarily Raya, because Rav Ashi Krabbanim Mukila, really when Rav Ashi asked the Shaila, it was almost as an Imtim Salaima, and Rav Ashi's Shaila was as follows, that certainly if I hold that our Mishnah is going like Sumchas, then certainly I would have a Raya that Sumchas Vade holds that Kaya Kaycha is Lavka Kaycha Dami, and you only pay Chatzin Nezek. However, Rav Ashi holds that certainly it's possible to explain our Mishnah like Drabbanon, and therefore you wouldn't have a Raya to my Shaila regarding Kaya Kaycha according to Sumchas, if it's Kaycha and Yechayiv Nezek Sholim, or if it's Lavka Kaycha and you're only going to be Chayiv Chatzin Nezek. And that's why, with Rav Ashi, you weren't able to bring a Raya from our Mishnah as to what what Tzumchus would hold, as potentially our Mishnah is going like Rabbanon. The Gemara continues that once it's talking about Rav Ashi, so the Gemara now goes back to the original shaila that we had from Rav Ashi at four lines from the top of the Amid, where Rav Ashi asks, Yei Shinu L'Tzurius L'Vi Nezek, or Ein Shinu L'Tzurius L'Vi Nezek, and the Gemara now states that Rav Ashi's shaila was gufa based on how to understand our Mishnah, Uboi L'Hachi. The reason why Rav Ashi had a suffix is because he was even misupik in our Mishnah as how to learn the Mishnah, even according to Rabbanon, and the shaila was, do we say that the Mishnah means to say, that the first case was where the animal went and was kavanas lahazik, any damage while he kicked, and that's why you'd be chayiv chetzin nezek, as is a toldo of Karen, and also in a case where the animal goes and is walking in a normal manner and a pebble flew out from under its feet and it's a toldo of regal, even though it's a chayiv, you still pay chetzin nezek because we're going like Rabbanon, that there's alach l'mashiv m'sinai by tzurius that you pay chetzin nezek, and l'fid it's sad, then we're going to be medayik, hamach mesbiyat, revian nezek, v'yei shinoi, and therefore we'll be able to prove that if it was a case where instead of the animal walking in a normal manner, it goes and it kicks on purpose and it kicks a pebble and that pebble goes and damages something, so then the din would be that you don't pay chetzin nezek, but you'd actually pay revian nezek, as the Mishnah states that it's only by tzurius g'chayu that you pay chetzin nezek, but if it would be al yidei shinoi, then you pay revian nezek, and therefore you see there's a counter of shinoi by tzurius and you only pay revian nezek. Oy Dilma and Rav Ashi had a second shot, that the way to understand the Mishnah, even according to Rabbanon, is that there's actually two different cases, but both cases are cases of toldo of Karen, and the first case is that the animal damaged with its body and with its regal, but it did so with kavanas l'hazik, and therefore it's a toldo of Karen in chayiv chetzin nezek, oy tzurius machz biyot chetzin nezek, or there's a case where with tzurius, and even if it was done b'shinoi, and even though it's a toldo of Karen, you're still going to be chayiv only chetzin nezek, ve'in shinoi, and b'negei tzurius, there is no shinoi, and there's no din that you ever pay with via nezek, and once again, on the shaila, the Gemara comes out as a teku, and the Gemara continues, boy minei rab abba b'mamo merab ami, v'ami lo merab chiyo b'abba, hois malachas b'mokm shi efshala, elim came in atet says, that let's say there was an animal that was walking the chatzar nezek, and the road was filled with rocks and pebbles, and therefore the only way that the animal will be able to walk is that it will certainly kick some stones, and those stones will go flying, ubata v'diza v'ziko ma'u, and instead of it walking in a normal manner, it actually kicks a stone, and there's kavanas l'hazik, and the stone flies, and it's mazik something, what would be a din? Kim di efshala ochehu? Do you say that since in any case it would have damaged, therefore we still look at it as a standard damage and it'll be a toldav regal? Oy dilma hashtamia machus bia kamanat sotirius? What do we say that lemaisa, the way the damage occurred is by the animal having kavanasa lahazik and it actually kicked the stone in order to damage something, therefore it would be a toldav karen? And the Gemara comes out, teku, and lechira, if you're talking about a case where the animal was in the chatzar nizik, so lechira, what's the difference if it's a toldav regal or if it's a toldav karen? Lechira, the same din applies that you chayiv chetzin nezek. And Rashi explains, v'im taima yeshim l'tzurius l'viyin nezek, that according to the tzad, that by tzurius where it is mishunah and it's a toldo of Karen, they only pay a quarter nezek, so that would be an afkamina. If it's a toldo of Karen, you pay reviyin nezek, and if it's a toldo of regel, you pay chetzin nezek. Also, l'chayiv, we could say that afkamina would be if this occurred in the Rishus Rabim, as in Rishus Rabim, you only be chayiv if it's a toldo of Karen, but if it's a toldo of regel, you're not going to be chayiv, as the only time you're chayiv for shen regel is only be a bistei acher and not in Rishus Rabim. I in the bottom Tesis who explains in Lefarish to Ayah Rishus Rabim that don't say that we're talking about a case where the animal was in Rishus Rabim when we buy lay dim uche pota midd have a regal mid like come high some alechas Rishus Rabim kamoy we buy the besamach who perish a country sicker, and therefore Tesis learned that we're talking about a Rishus Nizik, and therefore learn our Gemara that the Afkamin will be as Rashi stated and not like the second pshat that we brought, which is a pshat that's brought by other Rishonim. And Lemaisa, we just brought many different questions and many of them ended off with a teku, and Rabbeinu Chananel states v'cholani shmeitzu the saklu b'teku kai melon and meinul kula v'loy mafkinon. And the Gemara continues b'yimnei Rabbi Yemi Rav Zira. Rabbi Yemi asked the following question: Rav Zira, hoisam aleches b'rishus rabim. If an animal was walking in a normal manner in rishus rabim, and over here it states specifically that it was in rishus rabim, v'tiz etzurius, and a pebble flies out from under the foot of the animal v'zika and it causes damage. Now what is the din? L'kermad minalei v'chiyavas. Do we say that since you only pay chetzin nezek according to Rabbanon, because by etzurius you pay chetzin nezek, therefore it's similar to Karen, and as we know, Karen and the Toldo of Karen is Chayiv in the Rishus Rabim, or Dilma Toldo the regular Ptura. What do you say that Lemaisa, this is something which was done in normal course of walking, and therefore it's a Toldo regal, and even though you're Chayiv Chetzin Ezek, that's only based on Lachem Mishim Sinai, but Lemaisa, you're going to be Potter in the Rishus Rabim, just like a case of Shein Regal, where it says to be a Bistayacha, Amalei, and Rav Zeir responds to Rabbi Yemi, Mistavra Toldo regalu, that's Mistavra, that is a Toldo regal, and you'll be Potter in Rishus Rabim. And Rabbeinu Chananel points out that Rav already was patient the Shaila at the beginning of the Masechta, and he stated that Tzurius is the Toldo regal and Ptura Bishus Rabim, and potentially this was all part of the Halacha Mishnah Sinai, as we learned previously. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yemi asked another question to Rabbi Zeira, Hatizu b'Rishus Rabim, if the animal kicked the stone while it's in Rishus Rabim and it was Derech Lucha, and the stone flew into Rishus Yochid, v'Zikr b'Rishus Yochid, and caused the damage in Rishus Yochid, Ma'u, what would be the din? As Lemaisa, although the Tchilas Hezek happened in Rishus Rabim, but the end result and the damage occurred while it was in Rishus Yochid, and maybe even though it's a Tel Regal, you should be Chayiv, Amalei, and Rabbi Zeira responded, Akira Inkan Hanochi Yeshkan, that since that Akira was done in the Mokum Torah, therefore, although it fell in Rishus Yochid and damaged Rishus Yochid, you're still going to be Potter. And as Rashi says, we should read this as Hanochi Yeshkan B'tmiya and claim a Potter that certainly a Potter, Hoyle Vakira Havoy B'mokum Torah. The Gemara continues, Eish Fel Yeshua Shailah Hismalechas B'derek, the Brisa states that if there's an animal that was walking in normal fashion on the road and Vetiz it's furious and it causes a stone to fly out, Bein Rishus Yochid, Bein Rishus Rabim Chayiv, then no matter if it's walking in Rishus Yochid or in Rishus Rabim, that it will be Chayiv. And the Gemara Yeshua Zeria might laugh, Hatiz B'Rishus Rabim, Vezikr B'Rishus Rabim. It must be that the Tzurius happened and was kicked in Rishus Rabim, and the Hezek also had Rishus Rabim, and still you could be Chayiv, and it's not considered Toldot Regal. And Rabbi Zeira just stated that certainly in this case you will be Potter. And the Gemara answers, Loi, Hatiz B'Rishus Rabim, Vezikr B'Rishus Yochid. The case is where the animal was walking in Rishus Rabim, and he kicked the stone while he's in Rishus Rabim, and then the damage occurred in Rishus Yochid, and that's why you can be Chayiv. And the Gemara asks, But Amrit, Akira Inkan Anochi Eishkan, but the Maaser Rabbi Zeira, you yourself said that in this case we would say that since there was no Akira, as the Akira was done in the Makom Torah, therefore the Mazik can't be Chayiv just by the fact that it damaged something in Rishus Yochid. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Rabbi Zeira responds, How do you be that it was Chayza? And I actually hold that although the original start of the Hezek occurred in Rishus Rabim, and in Rishus Rabim you put on a Tolda of Regal, however, since the actual damage occurred in Rishus Yochid, therefore it's considered to be a B'stei Acher, and you will be Chayiv. The Rosh is actually bothered that how could it be that we would say that you Chayiv if Lamaisa we had a Shaila on that Yud Zayin Beis, if we say that Basa Meikar is Linon, what do we say Basa Tava Mana is Linon? And L'chir, according to the Tzad, that Basa Meikar is Linon, so the second that the Shara actually kicked the rock, that is the point that the Hezek actually occurred, and therefore that occurred in Rishus Rabim, and how could it be that you'd be Chayiv? And the Rosh explained that although we had that Shaila in the Geyat Sirius and in the Geyat other Dinim, however, there's a Xeris HaKasav that states, Ubiya B'stei Acher, that as long as the Hezek occurred in the Rishus of the Nizik, that you would be Chayiv. That's why Rabbi Zeira holds that in this case you'd be Chayiv, even if we hold that Basa Meikar is Lina. The Gemara continues, Eisvel, I ask you another question on Rabbi Zeira from the Mishnah that we had at the beginning of this parak on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Mishnah gave a case of Darsal Kli v'Shav Rasai, if an animal stepped on a Kli and it broke the Kli, v'Nafal Sheva Kli Acher, and then a piece of the original Kli broke off of that Kli, and it fell onto another Kli, and v'Shavri, and it broke that Kli, Alavishi Mishal Nezik Sholim, on the first Kli, you're going to pay Nezik Sholim, because it was Guf of the Behemoth that damaged it, v'Ala Acher, on the second Kli, it's serious, and therefore Mishal Chatz Nezik, v'Tani Allah, and we learned in the Braisa, v'Med V'Rumum, v'Shus Nezik, that we only said this then, if it occurred in V'Shus Nezik, Al B'Shus Rabim, Alavishi Petura, v'Ala Acher Chayabes, but if it would occur in V'Shus Rabim, then in the first Kli, you'd be Potter, because of course, since it damages it with its body, therefore it's a Tolda of Regal, and was done Derech Lucha, and you Potter in V'Shus Rabim. However, on the second Kli, since it's serious, you can be Chayiv even in Rishus Rabim, and my love, Hatisu B'Rishus Rabim, Vezikr B'Rishus Rabim, it must be a case where the pebble flew out in Rishus Rabim and it damaged the Kli in Rishus Rabim, and even so, we see that you can be Chayiv, and therefore we see again some stock of Rab Zera, and the Gemara answers, Loi, Hatisu B'Rishus Rabim, Vezikr B'Rishus Yochid. In the case of the Braisa, we're talking about a scenario where the original Kli was damaged in Rishus Rabim, and that's why you Pata, and the case of Tzurius was where the animal was walking in Rishus Rabim, and he kicked the pebble while it's in Rishus Rabim, but the pebble flew into Rishus Yochid and damaged the Kli in Rishus Yochid, and that's why you could be Chayiv on the Kli, and you only be Chayiv Chetz Nezek based on the fact that it was serious. And once again, the Gemara asks on Rabbi Zeira, how can you say that you can be Chayiv on the Kli that is damaged to Yochid, va'amrit Akira Inkan Hanochi Eishkan, but you just stated that since there's no Akira, as the Akira occurred in Rishus Rabim, and the owner will be Potter on a Tolda of Regal in Rishus Rabim, and therefore, even though it flew into Rishus Yochid, you should still be Potter, al-Malay, and Rabbi Zeira responded, Hadribi, that was Chayzufan that Shita, I hold that as long as the damage actually occurred in Rishus Nizik, the owner would be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, and once again, asks Rabbi Zeira, that how can you say that if there's a Hezek of Tzurius that occurs in Rishus Rabim, then you'd be Potter because we consider it a Tolda Regal, but Eini, and we continue on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, but Rabbi Yechon stated, in Chetzi Nezek, Cholok, Loi Lishus Yochid, Veloi Lishus Rabim, that when there's a Chiyav of Chetzi Nezek, there was no difference between a case where it occurred in Rishus Yochid or in Rishus Rabim, and you're always going to be Chayiv. And Lachir, it seems that Rabbi Yechon is not being Mechalik between a case where it's a Tolda of Karen, and that's why you Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, or if it's a case of Tzurius, and you Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, even by a Tolda of Regal, and all those cases, since you Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, you can be Chayiv in Rishus Rabim as well. As the Gemara states, my love, Hatisu B'Rishus Rabim, Vezikr B'Rishus Rabim, he still going to be chayiv, and therefore l'chayiv is shver and Rav Zeira. And the Gemara answers, loy, when Rabbi Yechon said this din, he only said in the case where the animal was walking with Shis Rabim, and he kicked the pebble, and it flew into Shis Yochid, and damaged into Shis Yochid. In that case, Zok Rabbi Yechon, that the owner would be chayiv, but in the Chanami, if it was a tease with Shis Harabim, and with Shis Rabim, you would be potter, because it's a Toldav Regal, and an owner is not chayiv for Toldav Regal in Shis Rabim. And the Gemara is, but Rav Zeira stated that Akira in Kan Anochi Yeshkan, and therefore it should be potter. On Malay, once again, Rav Zeira says, how do you read I was chayza? And the Gemara continues, I could tell you, Kiyom Rabbi Yechon Akaren, that Rabbi Yechon said his klal, that in Chetzin Nezek Cholok, Lelu Shis Yochid, Lelu Shis Rabim, and is a chiyav of Chetzin Nezek, both in Shis Rabim and Shis Yochid. He's only talking about the Toldav Karen, and he's not talking about a Toldav Regal, as in Chanami, when there's a Toldav Regal, they chayiv Chetzin Nezek on, and for example, in the case of Treyers, the owner would not be chayiv if the Hezek occurred in Shis Rabim. And L'chayr, if this is the case, then what is the Chiddush Rabbi Yechon? Certainly, if you have a Toldav Karen, then you can be chayiv Chetzin Nezek in Shis Yochid and in Shis Rabim. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Yechon is actually coming to be Mechadish, that he's coming to be Lafuke from the Manda Omen that we will have later on, that hold that when this Karen in Shis Rabim, you will not be chayiv at all, and you won't even be chayiv Chetzin Nezek, and this will be based on the Kal V'Chaima. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon teaches us that since we have a pasuk that says Yechatzon and says V'chatzu, we learn out that it doesn't make a difference if the Karen occurs in Shis Yochid or in Shis Rabim, that the owner is chayiv Chetzin Nezek. Masha'in came by the case of Tzeris, where it's a Toldav Regal, then the only time that you'll be chayiv is if the damages occur in Shis Nezek, but if the damages occur in Shis Rabim, then you'll be Pata, as the pasuk states, Ubi Abisteyacher, and the only time you chayiv for a Toldav Regal is only in the Chetzin Nezek and not in Shis Rabim. The Shittim and Kubetzes is bothered that why the Gemara asked this question from Rabbi Yechon and give the same teretz as we gave beforehand. He explains that beforehand we asked from a Braisa, and a Braisa doesn't have to be specific. However, Rabbi Yechon Zamir, Yesh Farish Dvarav, he should have been more specific, and therefore we would think that he's also referring to the Toldav Regal and Kamash One, that even on Rabbi Yechon we could give it the same teretz. And the Gemara continues, Yasir Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya of Rabbi Isha, Akilod Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya and Rabbi Isha were sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Nafik Milsa Ben Benayu, and they were speaking and learning, and the following question came up, Kishkishka Biznava Mao, what if an animal was walking and it hit something with its tail and it damaged something? Is this Urcho, and therefore it's a Toldav Regal and you'll be Patr Bishus Rabim, or do we see that's a told of Karen, you'd be chayiv b'shis rabim. And Amalei Idach, and the other one responded, do you think that a owner has to hold onto the tail of the animal while they're walking b'shis rabim? And certainly it's a case of regal, and therefore you potter. And the other one is, hachi Karen nami by Karen also, we should say that does a person have to hold on to the Karen of the animal while they're walking b'shis rabim in order to make sure that he doesn't damage? And even so, we say that it's chayiv. So maybe the owner should even be chayiv in b'shis rabim when the tail of his animal damaged something. And the Gemara answers, Hachiyashta, Karen lav uche, ha uche, that certainly Karen is not the normal way for an animal to go and shtois another animal, and therefore it's Kavanas l'hazik, and you're going to be chayiv in Rishis Rabim. However, over here it's normal for the animal to sway its tail, and if it damages, it's a Karen of Regal, and therefore you're part of Rishis Rabim. And the Gemara is, V'chimeacha de uche, maimi bayle, the l'chayr, if it's a normal way for an animal to sway its tail, so what was the shayla? Of course it's a Toldav of Regal, and certainly you'll be part of Rishis Rabim. And the Gemara answers that in a normal case where an animal sways its tail, then certainly it's a Toldav Regal and there's no shayla that you put in Rishis Rabim. But our shayla was kishkish yaseirim b'relei, that if there's a case where the animal is swaying his tail more than normal, would you say that that's a Toldav Karen and you chayv in Rishis Rabim? Or do we say that it's still a Toldav Regal and you put in Rishis Rabim? And the Gemara is not pashut the shayla. And the Gemara continues, Bay Rabina, and l'chayr, it is the same person as Ravina, kishkisho ba'amosamau. What if the zacharis of an animal is swaying and that damages something? Do we say that this is similar to Karen and therefore you should be chayiv? And the reason why it's similar to Karen is Karen lab yitzur katov kalei, just like in the gate Karen, that the animal is kavanos l'hasik and therefore if it's able to go and damage, hachanami l'shna, also in the gate in Amma, the reason why his Amma is able to damage is also based on the Amma getting hard, and that was of course based on the kavan of the animal, and therefore you should be chayiv in the Rishis Rabim. Or idilmo, what do we say? Karen kavanos l'hasik, ha in kavanos l'hasik, but the gate Karen, the kavana was in order to damage, but over here the animal's kavana was not to damage, and its intent had nothing to do with damaging, as the damage actually occurred as a side effect, and it wasn't the actual intent of this animal to damage something, and therefore it should be a Toldav Regal, and should not be Chayiv in Shis Rabim. And once again, the Gemara ends off Teku, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, Daf Yud Zayin Aleph, that stated, if it had a string that was attached to its foot, it was jumping, and it broke a keli, and the owner would pay Chetzin Nezek, and as Rashi explained in the Gemara, Mishnah based on the Meskonis HaGemara, the Mishalim Chetzenezet, the little high Netzurius, could Mepharash Gemara, the Ad Yaduye, the Hidus Nami, could go in Shehitis, the Netzurius, Shavuos HaKelim, and that's why in both cases you're going to pay Chetzenezek. The Gemara begins, Omer Avhuna, Avhuna states, Loi Shonu, the only time that we said that if a Dlil becomes attached to its leg, and that item goes and breaks something, they're going to be Chayav Chetzenezek, El Shenikshim Me'ilov, if that item got tied to the foot of the Tarnagol by itself, Avakashu Adam Chayav, if a person went and tied that item onto the chicken's leg, then that person would be chayiv nezek sholim. And the Gemara states, nikshim eilav man chayiv, if it got tied onto its foot by itself, then who would be chayiv chatzin nezek? And eilim abal dlil, if you're going to say it's the owner of the item that was attached to the chicken's leg, heki dummy, so how did that item get stuck and get attached to the chicken's leg? Ida atzne onasu, if the owner of this item that got attached to the chicken's leg left it in a guarded spot, l'chayr, he wasn't the cause of the chicken damaging, and it's an oinus, and therefore he should be patah, and if he didn't leave it in a protected space, and therefore he was pesheya, they left that item around that the chicken could go and get attached to that item, so the chayu is pesheya, and why should be chayiv chetzi nezek? And keep in mind that right now the Gemara is not learning that this first case in the Mishnah is talking about tzuris, and the Gemara's havmin is that we're talking about a case where the person is going to be chayiv based on his creation of a bar, and therefore the Gemara says, el chayiv bal tanagol, so you must say that the one that's going to be chayiv is the owner of the tanagol, so maish kul nezek teloi, so why is he not chayiv for the entire nezek? The pasuk says, "Kiyftech ishbar," when a person opens up a bar, "V'loy shor bar," and the creation of the bar cannot occur through his animal, and it must be that the person himself made the bar, and his tanagol did not create the bar. And if so, there shouldn't be a difference between nezek sholim and chetzin nezek, and chetzin nezek nami ishbar v'loy shor bar, and therefore you shouldn't be chayiv anything. Elamastisim b'dad aduyay. It must be that we're talking about a case where the chicken actually threw the thing that it was attached to. This item then went and damaged something else, and therefore the chiyuv is based on serious. And certainly in that case, the owner of the tanagol will be chayiv, and it doesn't make a difference if the item got attached to the tanagol by itself, or if the owner actually tied it to the animal, as l'maisa, the owner is responsible in a case of tzuris. The Gemara continues and tells of, and this member of Rav Huna was not stated about our Mishnah, but was stated about a different din. He was speaking about a case of a dlul hefka, where there was an item that was attached to the chicken's leg, and the item was hefka. So Amr Rav Huna, nikshme ilopata, that if this item got attached to the chicken's leg by itself, then certainly pata kashur adam chayiv. However, if someone tied this item to the Adam's leg, then they will be chayiv. And the Gemara asks, "Mishum my chayiv? Why would be chayiv?" I'm Rav Huna bar Menoich. Mishum bar miskalgal ragli adam ragli behema. You can be chayiv based on the fact that you created a bar, even though this bar did not damage in the actual spot where you created the bar, and it kept moving, and therefore it's similar to a bar that was moving around based on being kicked by a person or being kicked by an animal. And even in a case where the actual damage did not occur where the bar was created and occurred in a different spot, still the Baal HaBar will be chayiv based on a tzara shava that we learned on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. And it's in this case that Rav Huna teaches us that if it was nikshe me'ilav, then it could be pata. And Rashi explains that since it was tied onto the tanagol by itself, viniskel by adam, and then a person tripped on it, so pata, and certainly no one's going to be chayiv. The man l'chayiv is who should be chayiv, dalil lesli bailim. This dalil belonged to Hefka, and it doesn't have any owner. And Baal HaTanagol nami ishbar mechbana v'lei shobar. The Baal HaTanagol will also not be chayiv because the Torah states that the only way to be chayiv on a bar is only if you created a bar and not if your animal created this bar. However, once someone ties the actual item onto the tanagol's leg and then it damages, then that person will be chayiv, as even though the dalil belonged to Hefka, but once he picked it up, so he was koine with hakba, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. And Tais points out that even if you weren't koine with hakba, you would still be chayiv because with the gay bar, there is no din that you have to have bailim, as every bar, b'shis rabim, doesn't have bailim, and still the Torah considered it as if you were to bailim, and that's why you're chayiv. And Rashi points out that in our Mishnah, where we're talking about a case of tzuris, therefore the owner of the tanagol will be chayiv chetzi nezek. And Rashi points out, "Vafilu kasher adam nami loy mishalim el chetzi nezek bal tanagol." And even if another person actually tied this kli onto the tanagol, that the only one that would be chayiv is the bal tanagol, and he'll only be chayiv chetzi nezek. Vakoyshe pata, but the one who tied it onto the chicken will be pata. Shalom niskal adam v'bayri, because no one actually tripped on his bar. The mice of the damage did not occur through the bar, and it only occurred based on the tanagol throwing this kli, and the kli going and damaging something while it was in motion, and not once it already became stationary. And l'chayritz mashma, that if the item would actually be thrown and then it becomes stationary, then potentially the one who tied it onto the chicken would be chayiv, as it would be considered his bar, v'tzarach biyar. And we continue with the new Mishnah. The first Mishnah in our perek on Daf Yudzayin Amud Aleph discusses the case of regel, where the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav and Beis stated regel mu'edas lishba b'derech ilucha, and the Mishnah now continues to discuss the first case in the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav and Beis of Hashem mu'edas Wedes Lechas Aroyla. And our Mishnah now begins, Kitzad Hashem Wedes, what are the elements of Shein and it causes it to become a Mu'ed, and you'd be Chayiv Nezek Sholim, and you'd be Potin Rishus HaRabim, Lechas Aroyla, that Hezek is defined as Shein when an animal goes and eats something which is normal for it to eat. And the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin and Beis already explained that our Mishnah's first case is talking about a scenario of a Chaya, and the Chiddush is that Chaya is B'chal Behema. And now the Mishnah continues and tells us how Behema Wedes, and how is a Behema a Mu'ed B'negei Shein, Lechal Peiris V'Yurakais, if it eats Peiris in Yurakais. However, the Mishnah continues, Achol Ksusa Kelim, if there's an animal that eats either clothing or Kelim, Misham Chetzin Ezek, that's Mishnah, and therefore it's a told of Karen, and you only pay Chetzin Ezek. The Mishnah continues, B'med V'Murim B'Shusin Ezek, that when do we say that you'd be Chayiv if you eat Peiris in Yurakais, and if you have a told of Shein, is only Rishusin Nizik, as the Pasuk says, would be your B'stei Achar, Al B'Shus Rabim Potter, but if the animal does a Hezek through the told of Shein in Rishus Rabim, then you'd be Potter, based on the Pasuk, would be your B'stei Achar, and Rashi says that the Gemara will explain that not only will it be Potter if it goes and eats Peiris Yurakais in Rishus Rabim, but even if it eats Ksusu Kelim, you'd be Potter in Rishus Rabim, and the Mishnah continues that although we just stated that if an animal goes and eats in Rishus Rabim, that'll be Potter, however, Vim Nenis, Mishalem's Meshanenis, certainly whatever Hanah that the animal did have, the owner would be responsible to pay. And for example, if the owner generally would feed this animal 5 pounds of barley and instead it went and ate 5 pounds of beans, which are more expensive, the owner would only be chayiv to pay 5 pounds of barley, as Lemaisa, the owner was now nena because he didn't have to feed this animal 5 pounds of barley. And the Mishnah continues, Ketzah Mishlamas Meshananis, in what cases would the animal and the owner pay the amount that they had enough from, Achol Mutar Rechava, if it ate within the Rechava and within the street, which is Rishus Rabim, and it's not Rishus Anizik, Mishalemus Mashanenis, then the owner would still have responsibility to pay whatever Hanah the animal had, Mitzidei Rechava, but if the animal ate on the side of the street, Mishalemus Mashazika, then this is a case where it's Mishunah, and therefore it's a Toldo of Karen, and you're going to pay even though it's not Rishus Anizik, and if the animal was a Tam, you'll be Chayiv Chetzi Nezek, and if the animal was a Mu'ed, then you'll be Chayiv Nezek Shalim, and this is the way Rashi learns our Mishnah. However, Taisa learns that Sidei Rechava is considered like Rishus Anizik, and this is telling us a standard din that since you ate in the Sidei Rechava and it's considered the Rishus HaNizik, so therefore the owner will be Chayiv Nezek Sholem because he damaged using Shein. And the Mishnah continues, Mipesach HaChanos Mishalem Es Mashananes, if the animals ate from the area where the storekeepers would display their wares and it was in front of their stores, that would sit on top of the gates of the stores, but L'maisa was in the Rishus Rabim and it's not a Rishus HaNizik, and therefore you're not Chayiv Shein and you're only going to be Chayiv to pay Mashananes. However, Mitech HaChanos, if the animal actually goes into the storekeeper's store and eats something from the storekeeper's store, which is of course Rishus HaNizik, then Mishalem is Mashazika, then you'll have to pay whatever damage. And L'chayr, a similar machlekes between Rashi and Taisis would be in this case as well. And the Gemara begins, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned that the Braisa, Hashem Mu'edas Lechas Harayla, that a Shein is considered Mu'ed when it eats something which is Roy for it to eat and it's normal for it to eat. Ketzad, and was the case, Behem Shenichsel Chatzah Nizik, V'achla Ichlan Rila, V'shasa Mashkan Rila, if an animal goes into the Chatzah Nizik and eats something which is normal for it to eat or drinks something which is Roy for it to eat, Mishal Nezik Shalom, you'll pay Nezik Shalom, V'chei Chai, Shenichsel Chatzah Nizik, or if there's a Chai that goes into the Chatzah Nizik, V'tafer Behema, V'achla Basa, and it rips apart a Behema and it eats its meat, or like we learned beforehand, that it's actually two different cases, and a lion rips apart a Behema and doesn't eat it, or it's Darsava Achla, in both those cases, Mishal Nezik Shalom, then the owner would pay Nezik Shalim because there was a Hezek of Shein. And similarly, if there's a Parsha Achas Arim, if there's a cow that eats barley and it's generally not normal for a par to eat barley, and generally a par eats Kashinin, or the Chamar Shalcha Kashinin, that a Chamar that generally would eat barley ate Kashinin, or the Kelav Shalikus HaShemen, or it was a dog that licked up oil, which is also not standard for it to drink, the Chazir Shalcha Chaticha Shabasa, or there was a pig that ate Basa, and generally a Chazir doesn't eat Basa. So in all these cases, Lemais, it's a Hezek of Shein, and Mishal Nezik Shalim, and they would have to pay Nezik Shalim as long as this was done in Rishus HaNizik and not in Rishus Rabim. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, Rav Papa states, based on the Braisa, Hashad Amr, Kalmid Lav Oche, Va'achla La Yidei Atchak, Shmei Achila, that all these things where although it's not the standard for these animals to eat this item, but since it would eat it if it's Yidei Atchak and if it needs food, then certainly this would be included in the Av Hezek of Shein, and therefore the same would be if Hashunra, if you have a cat, the Achol Tamer that eats dates, and generally a cat would eat fish, or the Chamer, the Achol Benisa, or a donkey ate fish, Mishalim Nezik Sholim, they would also have to pay Nezik Sholim. And Ayin and Bottom Tesis Amid, where Tesis states, Bechazir Shah Khatikh Shabasa, Achila Alidei Tchaki Kidamasik, as the Gemara points out, this is Achila Alidei Tchak, Vahod Tanang, Gab Maduris Hanachrim, Maisla, a pair of Kamad Psachim, Kalmakim Shahazir, Vechulda Yechon Lalech, Ain Tsucha Bedika, even if there will be a Nafel in the area, and there's a possibility for Chazir or Chulda to go into that area, then you don't have to check, because certainly the Chazir would have eaten this Nafel. How could we be certain that the Chazir would eat the Nafel if we just said that this is Achila Yedei Tchak? And Taisa says, Oim Rabbein Tam, the Shani Nefalim, the Rechichi, that since a Nafel is very soft, therefore it's normal for Chazir to eat the bus of a Nafel, even though generally it's not normal for Chazir to eat standard basa, and we will stop over here.